With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly Benghazi attack of 2012 has been taken into custody. That happened earlier today. Zubaya R. Bakoush was identified by officials as a member of an extremist militia in Libya. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the shooting of a Russian military official in Moscow.
Alexeyev is the first deputy head of Russia's military intelligence since 2011. The shooting came a day after Russian, Ukrainian and US negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks in Abu Dhabi. They aimed at ending the nearly four-year conflict in Ukraine. Since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine nearly 4 years ago, Russian authorities have blamed Kyiv for several assassinations of military officers and public figures in Russia. Ukraine has claimed responsibility for some of them, but it has not yet commented on the shooting of Alexeyev. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Trump administration has launched a new website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs at significantly lower prices. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump unveiled the website, which will allow Americans to buy prescription drugs directly from manufacturers at a discounted rate.
This launch represents the largest reduction in prescription drug prices in history by many, many times.
He said pharmaceutical companies have agreed to match the lowest price offered in other countries. Weight loss drugs, insulin, inhalers, and fertility drugs are among the more than 40 medications currently available. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. stock market is storming back as Wall Street recovers much of the losses from earlier in the week. The S&P 500 jumped by 1.7% early on. Right now at this hour on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 1,071 points. The NASDAQ up 417. This is SRN News. Missionaries are descending on the Winter Olympics.
The games in Milan and Cortina, Italy will run for the next 2 weeks, and several Christian ministries will be on the ground seeking to spread the gospel amongst the 3,000 athletes and the 2 million spectators. The International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention will be handing out gospel tracts and copies of the Bible in Italian. Similar evangelistic efforts are planned for this summer's World Cup here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 17-year-old boy has been arraigned in New York on charges he sent threatening emails to other students vowing to, quote, kill all Jews. At the Renaissance Charter School in Queens, the email reportedly said that at 2 p.m. we will rise up and kill all the Jews in this school and the city. Head Mazig of the Tel Aviv Institute warns that, quote, when hatred reaches students this young, anti-Semitism is not just alive, it is thriving and spreading to younger generations like a disease. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors say a Houston doctor has been indicted on charges of falsifying medical records for five patients.
Authorities say the alleged action made the patients ineligible to receive a liver transplant. Dr. John Stevenson Bynum Jr., indicted by a grand jury in Houston on five counts of false statements relating to health care matters. Officials announced the indictment Thursday, shortly before Bynum made his initial court appearance in Houston federal court. His attorney says everything the doctor did was lawful. Of the five patients, three died. Two others were able to get liver transplants at different hospitals. Jason Walker reporting.
Matthew Stafford edged out Drake May for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award last night in the closest race since Peyton Manning and Steve McNair were co-winners of the award back in 2003. More of these stories at srnnews.com.